everybody, and welcome back to another fun-filled episode of the Bonsai Chat. We are the Bonsai Chat, and we got a different kind of episode today. And of course, in this round table of discussion that we're going to be doing, more of a topic than an actual, kind of just movie or game kind of setting. We've have the wise guys here of podcast hosts, and we have the podfather, I'd say, of
that's a great pun.
The podfather of information, DJ Grant, here with me to talk about what we're going to be talking about today. What's up, podfather?
I'm gonna make you an offer I can't refuse. You can't refuse. It's not. How's it going? I'm doing good.
You're doing good.
How about you?
I'm doing good. I just got a bunch of oranges in my mouth. Waiting for the candle to go out. I guess that didn't make any sense. Whatever. But yeah, I am your the good fellow of this. The wise guy, the dumb host of your show here, Ryan Trainer. What's up? And I'm just talking to myself now. So. But yeah, so today we are going to be talking about, I thought we could take the podcast in a different direction. Instead of talking about a specific topic, we could be talking more about a broader topic of gangster films, mob stuff, and just kind of that culture of video games, movies, and like TV of, just the mob, I guess. Because it's like, isn't that the weird thing to like talk about with it? Because you have different gangs and like things that like are kind of like, it's like, let's just
see.
Start.
I think that's an umbrella term because it could also go like the gangster.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when I hear gangster, I merely don't think that way, but you could put that under the umbrella term. When I hear gangster, I think of Goodfellas, Godfather, mafia.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It goes, and there's just all other, different versions of it and different parts of life too, in different parts of the world and all that, So you got the Yakuza, the triads, it's like all that stuff. And that's where it gets cool because the broad thing of movies and media that like covers it is interesting to kind of dive into. And I think this would be a fun conversation since you are a big fan of some of these movies, maybe one movie, I guess, but
I like more than one, but yeah, one is my favorite. I mean, it's to me the best movie ever made.
And
other than the Rush documentary, but that's really not a movie.
Yeah. They're not really a gang. I mean, they're not at the gang.
But I meant as the best movie ever.
Well, let's since we'll just get into the breakdown of this. But we'll do a little short one of that. But I just wanted to get into what that is. Like, what do you think is like a mafia gangster movie? Because when I was thinking about this and like how we were going to do this podcast, there's like two different ways that this is always done. And a lot of directors do it really well, and they make a bunch of different movies in this same way. And most of them are all really good. But it's like, what do you define as like a gangster movie?
Well, they have to have some way connected to the underworld and outlaws. Without that, they can't be a gangster.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's so many that could be. I mean, The Departed, you could call that a gangster movie.
I know, and that's like
where. That's a good movie.
It's a very good movie, yeah.
I guess the genre applies to, could, it's like I said, it's an umbrella term. It could apply to many different things.
I always feel, too, it's hard to understand. It's like, is it you being aligned with the good and the bad or the bad and the good? It's a tough one.
I think.
Because you mostly walk into these movies, too, or these shows and all this stuff. I mean, you hear gangster, mob, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's literally on the right when you start to watch whatever that you're watching. It's bad. You know what I mean?
Well, everything I've just defined could actually be also applied to like Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
They're really technically not a gangster movie, but they were a gang. They were underworld.
Biker gangs.
Yeah, but that's gang and gangster are two different terms. Exactly. I mean, so that's why I think they could even, that show could also apply or at least fit under that umbrella. So I think the genre is widespread. Mm. But I think no matter what, if you really want to talk about it being a gangster movie, it has to be somehow connected to the underground, illegal activities. I mean, there's always a moral dilemma. I mean, it wouldn't be a good movie without that conflict.
Yeah.
But I think it has, in order to be a mafia movie, there has to be some kind of
illegal. And there's always, like, obviously, even if it is about the mafia or whatever it is, it's like there's always the outside trying to tap into it. If it's like the detectives or like, you know, the
police, like the legitimate world trying to go and tap into the illegitimate world. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Cause it's like, that's always another side of it. And there's a lot of good movies that do that very well, where it's like a True Detective does that really good. And, I mean, Departed right there too. I mean, it's like, it's about, you know, the police infiltrating, you know, the mafia and all that, and the gangster world of that. So it's like, that's where it's like funny to think about. And I just always like, what do you prefer the most in these kind of movies? If we're just talking about broad spectrum, do you like more of it just being about the actual mafia movement, or like the actual like police or something, like trying to like take down this you know, crime, whatever it is, you know?
I like the ethical, as I've said many times, I like the ethical dilemmas that are put into those, because they're all different ones. Because in the part, if we're gonna go that way, you got good acting like bad.
Yeah.
And you got,
that's all about just like it should be called like the backstabbers, you know?
It could be, yeah. And there's bad in the good. There's good in the bad in that movie.
And you don't figure it out till the very end. Yes. And you're like, all these people are back.
Well, that's what makes it such a good movie.
It's like the way they tell that story is very, you're rooting for somebody, and then you're like, wow, that guy was a bad guy, and that guy was a good guy, and that guy was a bad guy, and that guy was a good. It goes all over the rails with it when you're just thinking just a simple crime drama, you know.
Yes, and I mean, you could do so much with it. I mean, The Departed is a good take on a mafia movie. It is, because, I mean, you had the greatest movie of all time, The Godfather, which basically set the standard for all mafia movies. And I think a lot of movies after that, although tweaking it a little bit, still wanted to tap into what The Godfather brought about. I mean, I really think Goodfellas is like that. Mm-hmm. But at least The Departed, they did a little different twist onto that, and that's what made that movie good to me.
Who would you think directs the best of these kind of like movies and crime kind of things? Because you got Francis Ford Coppola, who's obviously a Godfather and all that stuff. Scorsese and all that. It's like, he's definitely one of the most renowned of depicting the gangster world and stuff like that. Do you have any like favorite to that kind of direction with that?
Based on what he did, it'd have to be, in my view, Francis Ford Coppola. I mean, what he did with The Godfather, he made a masterpiece. I mean, the book's good too, but I mean, because that's what it's based on. But he made a masterpiece. And I usually don't like tragedies. I usually like happy endings.
Yeah, I mean, you've said that a bunch of times on this podcast. You don't want to see a bad ending, like a sad ending.
Yeah,
you know?
And Francis Ford Coppola was able to make me like a sad ending. I mean, so I really like, I mean, he wove so much into this story. I mean, that story is about, it's a metaphor for America, first of all. America starts out innocent and then ends up corrupt. which is exactly what happens to Michael Corleone. But it's also about family, but it's multiple families. It's the family of the mafia and also his Michael's personal family. It packs so much in that movie, which is why I think what he did was the absolute best of what I've seen so far. It doesn't mean the others aren't good. Scorsese is good. You can't deny that. I just think Coppola was the best.
And it's different. You know, the Godfather compared, because with Scorsese and stuff, it's like he takes, even though a lot of his movies seem to kind of go in the same route in a lot of ways and blah, 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 but it's like, he's trying to do a different movie every time, even though they're not about mobsters and stuff.
Like I said, they're taking the theme and doing their own little twist to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really believe if it wasn't for The Godfather, all those other movies wouldn't be as successful. I mean, Godfather is the gold standard, at least in my point of view.
Yeah, but that's not true because it's with Scorsese, it's like he tries to dabble in other things with it, and that's where like Gangs of New York is really cool. And like, it's like he tries to go in different timelines and different like storytellings of like mobster gangs of different things. And like, I guess just
no, you're absolutely right about that. And I'm just saying, Gangs of New York was a great movie. There's no doubt about it. Like I said, you can't deny his movies are good. That one wouldn't necessarily fall into a gangster movie to me. Maybe it actually was because Butcher Bill, yeah. It's gangs, not gangster. It's just like same thing I said about Sons of Anarchy.
It's the like epitome of origins of gangs in that world, you know?
Yes, yes.
And like that movie is a big step from what Scorsese was doing during the time of like all his movies. But I think that's why that movie's really good, because again, he showed like in a different standard of how gangs were, you know, like how gangs started. And, you know, they talk about a lot in like The Godfather, it's like coming over, you know, from other places, and you have to pick, you know, the people you're comfortable with, you know, like race and all that stuff. And Gangs of New York talks about that a lot, obviously, with, you know,
Gangs of New York about the plight of the Irish. I mean, that's
basically. But again, it's like, it's the same idea of like, you know, these are people coming over and going to their sections and fighting until we became one.
Well, it was also about racism because, Bill the Butcher was the very epitome racist, of racism. Yeah. So,
and that's what I hate about, because it's like, I freaking love Bill.
Daniel Day-Lewis is a great actor.
Such an amazing, and like every time he's in that movie, it's so compelling and so good. And even Leonardo DiCaprio.
He takes the knife and hits his own fake eye with it. Every time I'm like, how the hell does he do that? I mean, you know, the actor doesn't have a fake eye, but yet they pull off him hitting that. That was an awesome scene. It's a great movie. It is. I cannot deny that. That is a great, or once again, that Scorsese is a great director, but I just don't think
it's more
close
theatrical.
I even think that the Godfather is theatrical. I truly do.
It is, but it's like Gangs of New York is almost like it's like a play, you know? It's like, I mean, they have like, you know, a fight in the snow. It's like, I mean, they're fighting with butcher knives and swords, and it's not that wouldn't have happened back in that day. But
what I liked about the Gangs of New York, it's the same thing that actually I liked about especially Godfather 3, is it ties into historical events.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the Union soldiers that fought, that came and actually tried to put down the rebellion or the riots that were happening in that movie, those soldiers actually just got done fighting in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
And they marched to New York to take
like,
that
we
on
have
too.
To deal with this fucking
yes,
bullshit.
Exactly. To me, that is I love that kind of history. And it actually happened. It's true. So I really, even the riots, how they came about from the draft, absolutely true. So I like how he took history and wove a fictional story around that. I'd
like
that.
Quentin Tarantino. It's very Tarantino-esque. For that movie, you know, with the other movies that he's done are more kind of basic, just mobster movies and stuff. But, Gangs of New York does have that. And that's why I kind of went towards that. But what was the... How'd you get into, like... What made you get into The Godfather? Did you always were into that, like, kind of mobster kind of stuff? Or
well, The Godfather first came out in the 70s, and my parents just...
They were big fans?
Yeah, they loved it. I watched it with them. And even as a young, I was like 10 years old or something like that.
I was
10 when, I think it was 72, so I was 5 when they came out, but I think I watched it like when I was about 10. And I just absolutely loved the story. I loved the story of how, he took the republic that the United States is and showed how it can become corrupt. I mean, he even, the regimes that Tessio and Clemenza were based on Roman regimes. I mean, everything about that and the way it was set up was all Roman. And the Romans at first were a republic before they turned into an empire. So I just love how they tied that. He was able to tie that all in. And there are so many tiny things in that movie that I'm going to specifically talk about the first movie now, that I just, the storytelling was perfect. Like, for example, I really think Kay was just used to be a mother for Michael. Came back wanting children. I don't think he really loved her at that time anymore, because the one he really loved died in Sicily. But notice the first time you see her when he comes back, she's walking out with a bunch of kids in a schoolyard. She's like, she has to be some kind of a teacher. I mean, at least that's what I assume. But she's, and that shows that little tiny scene shows that it was about children. And that's, I mean, that's the whole point of Kay. And it also shows how Michael, like the United States, became a pragmatist, where the end justifies the means. The end was he needed offspring. He needed sons. And he used Kay to do that, even though he wasn't in love with her anymore. I mean, absolutely positive. I just loved how they did that and showed how power corrupts, and it corrupts absolutely. And that's I mean, you start with a guy who's innocent in the beginning of the movie, and by the end of the movie, he gains a family but loses his soul. That is a great story.
And that is, like, again, with going to, like, the mob, like, philosophical, like, just, like, core ethics of being in a mob. It is about, like, keeping the blood going. It's very almost Game of Thrones. I mean, we could even go back to that and talking to, you know, it's like you can't just be a guy and, like, just hope people follow you. Like, there is that, but a lot of these actual, you know, like The Godfather and, like, basically all the other great in even real life, it's like it's all about having a family, for right or wrong, but, like, to, like, have a legacy and hopefully bringing this thing, you know, like, you're gonna run the company. If it's, you know, drugs or guns or whatever it is.
What was great about another aspect of The Godfather is the whole time Michael actually wanted to make it legitimate, even up to the last movie. He wanted to make it legitimate, but circumstances forced him. I mean from the very beginning, when he actually, that's another thing, when he's with his father and he's protecting Vito in the hospital, and he whispers over to him and says, "I'm with you, father. I'm with you." He didn't mean I was there. He didn't mean I'm here to protect you now. He means I'm with the family now. I'm with you. That is a great line. And it means so much. It means both I'm with you here physically to protect you, and I'm also with you in the family.
Yeah.
I mean, those little tiny things over and over and over again throughout all the movies, all three of them. I mean, some people throw away that third movie, but I actually like that third movie. To me, it's especially the new version that he came out with. It's called Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone.
Is it like a director's cut kind of thing? Or
Yeah, it is. And it's a new beginning and a new ending. I wouldn't want to say new. It's a changed beginning and a changed ending. The scenes are the same, but some things are taken out. And Francis Ford Coppola said this is the way he intended it to be.
Yeah.
So apparently,
it's like a Snyder's cut.
Yeah, kind of. So apparently The Godfather Part 3, which was the first name of it, was not his intention at all. Because he even said in the beginning of the coda that coda means basically a summation, an epilogue, and that's what the third is. And I like how they in that movie they tie into the historical events of what was happening with Pope John and Pope John Paul and well, first it was Pope Pius, I think, and then Pope John Paul. But that happened when I was a kid. I remember all that thing. And, and a pope, they usually live a long, long time. Well, this pope comes in and he's dead within like a month. I mean, I couldn't believe as a child that happened. And they tied it into that. I just absolutely loved that they did that. So there's just so much in The Godfather. All three of them, I think, are just fabulous movies. Some people would say that part two is the best one. I think the first one is the best. I love part two too, but I just think the first one is the best. Yeah, I can't stop talking about these three movies. It's just great. Right.
That's the whole point of this episode. That's why I brought it up. So, and that's, again, I love the idea of, you know, it is about family. It is about, and this is actually a funny thing that we'll bring up here, because I thought that was interesting. We were talking about making this episode and you're like, I've never seen The Sopranos. And I'm like, I've never seen The Sopranos. And so it's like all the fans that are listening to this right now are like, oh, they don't even see the best of the best. Cause supposedly that's like one of the greatest. I mean, it's like almost like the Godfather TV shows of like mafia kind of movies. And they just made the movie of that where it's like the younger versions of all the kids or the guys and stuff like that. So I thought that was kind of interesting that we're putting that out with that. But for me and you to be, and especially you being a Godfather fan, you'd think you'd be, I was surprised that you never saw that.
Wasn't it originally on HBO?
Yeah.
See, I didn't have HBO at the time it was out. Yeah, so that's
same,
why I didn't see it.
Same. And it was, it's not that I was neglecting it or anything. I just was like,
I didn't have access to it. Yeah. I literally, and it was when it was on. It's not like today where you could hop on the internet and I just didn't have access to it.
And now I feel like it's like I want to watch it, but I'm sure I will at some point, but just like I've kind of been spoiled on it and like just heard too much about it where I'm sure it'd still work if I watch it because it's probably that good. I'm not going to say it's going to suck, but I just, you know, it's like you just hear it's like the onion sucked and this. And
they said the same thing about the Game of Thrones. And I didn't think the onion was that bad.
Yeah.
In the
and
Game of
that's
Thrones,
like
so.
You obviously went through that, which was interesting. And yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I don't know. It's
the same thing. Eventually, I think I will get around to it. I will. But right now,
next
I
week,
have
we're
going to
be talking
no
about The Sopranos season 1, 2, 3, 4. And I don't know. Yeah. It's, I'm not against it. I just don't want to invest the time.
I totally agree with you. We're on the same page of this one.
So
totally on the same page.
Do you, I mean, I guess I might be reiterating what I'm saying, but I always like when it's more about like the good of the mafia, like where it's like the mafia trying to maybe doing the right thing. If they're like trying to like clean up drugs and like trying to, and this is like hypothetical and like kind of imaginative thinking, but there is one show that does this very well. And I'll just say this briefly because, you know, you get on your soapbox a lot, so I'm going to get on my soapbox. But JoJo Part 5 is all about gangsters. And they do a very good story about it where it's a JoJo coming into his rightful throne of being the gangster. Well, he wants to be a gangster of this town, and the way he infiltrates it, but like the way he gets into it is just like proving himself as a like kind of like a warrior, and just and he's doing it because the area he's living in is like, you know, kids are getting on drugs and just kind of like things are just going to shit. And the person that is the actual head of the Passion is the gang that they're called is just this very bad man who just hides in the shadows, never wants to do anything, and he just never wants his identity shown. But he doesn't want to take any responsibility of anything bad he does, but he just wants everything for himself. And Jarno, who is the main JoJo in this, he's trying to find who he is and overtake his, you know, kind of throne, I guess you would say. And it's just so good. And I know you hate JoJo, but it just fits into what we're talking about. And part five's, and it's only part five. They never, that's why JoJo is really cool, because this is the only part of JoJo where they get into the gangster, just like kind of like scene of that.
I don't hate JoJo. I can't, because I haven't seen it. I just don't like that they disrespect Rush. That puts them off to me. So I don't hate them. I've read the author's book, and he makes total sense in his storytelling, and even brings up some of the JoJo in his storytelling. I mean, he talks about the West and going over to Italy and Egypt. So yeah, I could never say that I hate it, but I understand you like it, and great. I just had to bring it up
because it's, you know, it is one of my favorite like gangster kind of stories, and it is a TV show, which might be different than obviously other things.
Well,
but
so is Sopranos.
No? Yeah, exactly. So, but
so is Sons of Anarchy.
Do you know, I was looking this up too, where, so it's another great gangster one too, is Scarface. Are you a big fan of that?
I'm not against Scarface. It wasn't one of my favorites.
I never thought it was like the best thing in the entire world.
It wasn't that great, but it was okay.
It's a good movie. Like, you know, it's a cool movie. It's like my little friend.
I mean, it's,
you know,
got good one-liners.
Exactly. And there's a lot of scenes in it that are really cool. And it is like, Tony Montana. Yeah, you know.
I think that was over the top killing in that movie.
For sure. They made a video game where he doesn't die. And it's like, so there's this whole game of Scarface, because there's, I just wanted to kind of like transition this into like, because there's the Godfather game, there's a bunch of mafia games. GTA is a really big one too, that obviously is a big thing to talk about. Have you played any of the GTAs?
Very, very slightly. I mean, even that one you brought, the Yakuzuma or whatever, that's a gang movie. I mean, a video game.
Oh, the Yakuza.
Literally
about the Yakuza mafia.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, so there's many mafia type
video games. But GTA, I mean, like, GTA is one of the like biggest games in the entire world.
Is it like Saints Row too? Like a game?
Saints Row is like a knockoff. Like, it's more, GTA tries to, even for how much crazy stuff you could do, Saints Row, like, they don't care what's real. Like, you can you can be a superhero in it and stuff. Like, you can shoot like dildos out of like a bazooka. It's like they go way off the rails, and GTA tries to be like, they try to make more realistic story, and like it's about, you know, stealing cars. Like, let's try to, even though you can, you know, fly a helicopter into a, you know, building and stuff like that, Saints Row is like more off the wall, like just like ridiculous shit. But GTA, and I think that's a good one to talk about too, where like those games are so influential for like the mafia scene too. And I mean, the last one I played was probably the third one. No, the fourth one. But it goes to show like how to, all these movies we're talking about are influenced by this game. I mean, the game was influenced by all those movies and stuff. And
makes total sense.
It's like cool to play that and like experience it and be your own character. And like, just kind of like, man, I watched The Godfather or Scarface or all these other movies we talked about. And
I tried playing The Godfather game. I couldn't get, started as a low level frog, like, and I just couldn't do the grind of getting way up to the top.
Exactly. And that's like, GTA has a better way of just letting you, if you make it or not, because, you know, if you're going to go shoot cops or whatever, it's like, you're not going to get far in the game, but you can try and like be the gangster that you've seen in all these movies. And they have a good story on like how it is and what to do and for jokes and not. It's like, I just think it, you know, that's probably like the gold standard of
video game
sure. stuff. But I never played it. But I mean, I was looking it up while I was like thinking of this topic to talk about. But to have a movie, I mean, a game based off of Scarface, where he literally gets killed by all these drug dealers at the very in the most like, you know, that scene's really cool. And that's like a really good scene of him just, you know, snorting the coke and just shooting all the people and getting killed and all that stuff. And to be like, yeah, let's make a game that he didn't die. It's like, you're just ruining this movie.
That's exactly right. You know right. what
I mean? And it's like, that's kind of sad, but the game supposedly was, I never played it, but supposedly handled well, I guess. But I'm like, man, really? Like, that's just kind of like a shitty cop-out, I would say.
Desperate to keep it alive, keep the Scarface name alive.
Yeah, the game. You'd snort that much coke, all those bullets did not affect you. Coke is a magical drug, I guess.
The coke could have made the bullets easier to handle.
It just like solidified all the bullets. But but I was like literally like reading that and I'm like, they, you know, and it came out, you know, it's like Scarface came out in the 80s and this game came out, I think, early 2000s. I'm like, I guess you can just throw anything in the fire, you know.
Desperate attempt to make money.
Yeah. And like I said, I think it did do well, like supposedly. But it just shits on well, the just movie.
Playing
you know?
Off of that. Scarface was very popular, especially when I was in high school and right after it. So I think they were just trying to capitalize on that popularity.
So do you like when gangster movies have like the more, this kind of goes with like The Departed and stuff like that, where it's the detective kind of infiltrating in, you know, it's like, and this is where it's like, this comes
that's
to
Departed.
More. Yeah. But this is where it comes to more of like a, you know, is this a gangster movie or a true detective, like crime drama kind of movie where, American Gangster. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
'Cause that's about Denzel Washington plays, I forgot the guy's name, but he, I think it was in Chicago, but Kurt Russell. Yeah, not Kurt Russell. Who was Gladiator?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. He's the detective in that basically it's about Denzel's character being this gangster and that, and it's like a true story and all that stuff, but it's more or less about him trying to, because he like does this all this gangster stuff like ethically and stuff, and he just gets by, you know, very like mobster-esque stuff where he's just like doing all these deals and making all this money under the radar and they just can't tag him. And it's Russell Crowe, and seen from him being a detective is like basically more or less the movie, and him trying to, you know, just get him and something. So it's like, that's where I like that, but sometimes it's not fun. You know, that movie does it really well, but most movies, it's like, you just want to see like the mob boss or like the wise guys and stuff like that, you know, Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro and all that. But I think it's interesting when you can see a good detective role where they're trying to infiltrate the, you know, the gang and stuff like that. And True Detective does that in season one really well. And yeah, I don't know. It's just like, it's like a different way. 'Cause then it's like, that's not a gangster movie. That's more of like a cop, like justice movie or like crime drama. Right.
I guess you could say that. I mean, to me, the way you're sounding, it sounded a lot like The Fugitive, except for it's just, instead of a gangster, it's a federal agent going after a guy who supposedly committed murder, one against the other, trying to find him out. So I don't know. Maybe it was a twist on that. I didn't see it, so I don't know. I kind of like the ones where it's I'm seeing the gang, the underworld, like Casino. You know, yeah. And
are you Casino or Wise Guy? Wise Guy or Casino? Which one do you prefer?
I kind of like Casino.
You like Casino? Yeah.
I'm not saying either bad.
No, they're not. But that's like always because, you know, it's like with Scorsese and stuff, since they're all so similar and in that kind of same storytelling and all that. And I have a buddy that those are like his favorite movies and all that. But I like Wise Guys because they're both fucked up movies in a lot of sense of just, you know, betrayal and, you know, this is what happens if you're in this kind of life and murders. But Casino to me is just so brutal.
Oh, it was. I mean,
it's like the stuff. And again, that's why it's so good, because like it's in Joe Pesci and like, all, you know, De Niro. It's like they it's so good of, but it's just so dark. And
oh yeah,
to me for with,
but
like
all those, I mean,
I know,
all
but
dark.
That's,
I mean,
they are, but it's like, to me, when I pick those two, when it's like Casino and Wise Guys, am I saying that movie wrong? It's Wise Guys, right? No, it's
there's Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, that's yes. It. I'm an idiot. I just totally, I gotta edit all that. No, but
even with Goodfellas, stuff stays the same. Still,
Goodfellas to me though, like there's a lot. I mean, they are exactly the same. That same, like they're both very dark, and it is about that life. But Casino to me, just I feel like they cross so many lines. And
wasn't that the point?
I know it is the point, but I'm just saying that's. I would rather watch Goodfellas a couple more times than Casino. Even though they all are kind of the same.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I always compare it to The Godfather. Yeah. So to me, I'd rather watch The Godfather than any of those. But if you're going to narrow it down to those two, I have really no preference. That's why I just, okay, Casinos, because if you're going to go all the way. That doesn't mean it doesn't mean the Goodfellas is a bad movie. I'm not saying that at all. It is a good movie. I just, to me, it's just they're like even, you know, and one does is a little more brutal, but they're almost the same to me. So,
well, and that's what I'm saying, but it's those fine details though, where, you know, like if a person that, I guess maybe I'm talking the wrong person about this, but a fan of Casino, and I totally believe that, it's just like Casino is just a darker movie, and
it is, and
it's even in like the just the stuff they do, and you know, obviously it's like the guy in the, you know, just breaking his hand and like putting him in the vice. It's just like,
you're listening to me?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, Goodfellas has some good death scenes in it, but it's just like, man, Casino goes.
The only reason
Casino goes hard.
Well, the only reason I chose Casino is because if you're gonna do it, you might as well go all the way and do it.
I get that. That's why I'm saying I'm a pussy, and I'd rather watch the Goodfellas where it's like, oh, you know, there's a little more, a couple jokes in there, and you know, people do die in that movie.
I mean, even a long time ago, I saw a movie called The Bronx Tale. I think De Niro, if I'm getting the movie right, De Niro was played a bus driver. He actually had a legitimate role in this one. And even that wasn't an okay. That was about De Niro's son, the bus driver's son, ends up hooking up with the mob. And the mob kind of becomes his protege. I mean, it shows him the ropes. So even that was an okay. It was the showing the lines between legitimate world and the illegitimate world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are really a lot of good gangster movies out there.
There's a lot, and that's like
none
Carlito's,
compared to The Godfather.
There's Carlito's Way, there's Training Day. I mean, that's a really good one. Did you watch The Irishman? I didn't like it. It was so
I did not
dumb.
Watch it. I
it
didn't,
was a waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, I was influenced by this, what you're saying, that I just didn't bother.
And it took those actors and made them look shitty, I thought. And people liked it, and it was whatever, but I'm like, CGI is in this. I was so mad at Scorsese to do that. I'm like, dude, you make all these amazing movies, and you just had to like literally make it a Marvel movie about two old fucks that, not that they're not good actors and they can't do this, but I'm like, you're just recycling fucking dog shit and like nothing creative.
Bringing out
this.
The sponge to get as much money out of that sponge as they can.
Why don't you have them go after Kevin McAllister? You know, it's like that would have been a funny movie at least. And I'm just saying, like, make fun of Home Alone. But,
I get it.
and it was 4 hours long. Jesus Christ. Like you don't need to make a longer movie about two old people that can barely move, and you have to make them younger by CGI to make them not more like. It goes back to our so
long that there's no such thing as too long of a good story, and no such thing as too short of a bad one.
Yeah, and that was like, you know, it's like the Godfather's three part movies, and they're long movies, but they're good movies.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's like that's
I totally agree with that.
And it's just the Irishman was just fucking sucks. I was just so upset, and I just hate seeing those guys after we talked about all these great movies they've both been in, and like. You know,
De Niro was even in The Godfather.
That's
too.
What I'm saying. Yeah. And like seeing him, like, I mean, fresh face, just like, I mean, right into his career. It's like, and he's amazing. It's like he does such a good job
as a young Fido. Yes, he does.
And it's
he pulls it off very well. I really believe he learned from Marlon Brando, because I see a lot of, especially when he touches his face like Brando did. I mean, I see a lot of the mannerisms in.
I mean, who else you'd have to look up to? You know what I mean? It's like.
So, yeah, he did it.
That time, it's like you could only have a few couple if you want to be an inspiring actor. It's like.
I think they picked the perfect guy to play young Vito.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. And they also picked the perfect guy to play old Vito, too. Marlon Brando was perfect in that role.
For sure, yeah, yeah.
So, I think they nailed Fredo's character, I mean, as an actor. They nailed James Caan playing Sonny. I mean, I think they just really did a good job in The Godfather.
And The Godfather is a good.
I mean, Robert
thing
Duvall
too.
Playing Tom Hagen. I mean, all
exactly.
of those.
And that's the thing. It's like when that wasn't a thing, because now it is kind of like a star-studded cast. Like The Godfather, there wasn't that name to that. They just had great actors playing it.
Huge name was Marlon Brando
for sure. But again, like. Now we look back at it like,
I mean,
we're talking
became
about
great,
it. It's like
great
these
actors,
were all,
yeah,
you know, diamond in the rough. It's like, and that's what's cool, and that's where it's like a director like, you know, Francis Ford Coppola. It's like, he had to have saw that. Not saying he was right, but he was right. You know what I mean? Like that's like a crazy. That's a good director.
You can't nail that many casts, and I'm sure the casting director also has a big hand
for
in
sure,
this.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you,
who
but
knows that guy's
the
name?
Director always has final approval.
Yeah,
but you can't nail all of them and to say, "Oh, I got lucky that many
well,
times."
And
it
like
doesn't
playing
work that
in your
way.
Movie and being like, you know, it's like if you're putting a couple hours into these scenes and you're like, nah.
Did you know that Sofia Coppola was in two of those three Godfather movies?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, you know, she's in the third one, right?
I didn't know.
Yeah, she plays Michael's daughter in the third one. But she's also in the first Godfather as a baby, the baby that gets baptized.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool how he put his daughter in both those movies. It's really cool.
So I want to wrap this up with this because we've been going pretty long. But what's... And I've like heard things and like read things about it, but it's like, so what's the deal with the orange thing and the Godfather? You know, because isn't like anybody that dies has like an orange in their mouth or like an orange by them? You never heard that?
Not at all.
Anytime someone dies, there's...
How did Sonny have an orange? Where was the orange in Sonny?
There's
died?
This like whole thing of...
Now, I know the Godfather, he plays with his grandson
and
puts some orange in his mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he has his heart attack and dies. I'm trying to think, and I don't remember any...
Maybe I'm wrong.
Because there's an orange... Look,
scene.
Even in Godfather Part 2... Okay, now this could be a foreboding thing for the old, because when Johnny Olaf comes and meets at the christening, and he brings an orange with him, and somebody dies later. Well, the only ones that died were the potential assassins.
Okay.
And that was later, though. That wasn't really right away. I'm still trying to think of how when Sonny died, or, okay, what about when Salazzo died and his guard, the New York captain? I don't remember seeing any oranges in
there's
that.
There's an orange theory. That's all I've seen. And just heard about.
Maybe I'm mistaken, and all the times I've seen this, it has gotten by me. But I'm trying to rack my brain on both those two. When Michael's wife gets blown up in the car,
an orange under the hood.
I don't remember any oranges
there.
They were
at an orange cafe. No, I don't know. I heard
no,
that,
I'm not saying you're wrong. What I'm saying is, if it's true, it got by me.
Well, and as you could bring up, even like the little peels you just like thought about, it's like there is this orange theory in that movie that a lot of people die in a orange kind of way. Like it's just weird, but we'll look it up.
I'm gonna have to go rewatch the movies and look for these oranges.
Just YouTube
to see
some things, but I mean, you obviously seen the movie more than anybody should. So
no, I have seen it many, many times.
Yeah.
All of them, and I still don't remember. I mean, they were in Miami when Johnny Olhoff dies. I don't remember seeing any oranges, but once again, maybe that got.
It's just this conspiracy.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch it and see how
that's
these
the only thing
out
of The Godfather besides, you know, the greatest movie ever, you know, my movie, blah, 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 blah. But it's like the orange one's the only one that I've always heard of that I'm like, that is weird. And again, like maybe it's just those clips and, you know.
I heard of the lighting. You could, when someone's gonna die, you could tell sometimes by the lighting. Like, for example, when this in The Godfather Part Two, when young Vito was going to kill the Black Hand, and remember he turned the light and then the Black Hand saw it and turned it back on and was flicking on and off.
Oh.
I heard that the lighting sometimes was give a little clue as to when someone was going to die. But that's the first time I've heard about
was
the orange.
Orange light.
Yes. Yeah, maybe it was.
I don't know. Like I said, that's the only.
That's another thing. When the Black Hand dies, I don't remember there being any oranges. And that's in the second movie, though. That's not The Godfather, so maybe that doesn't apply.
And maybe it might be just the first one. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Now I'm going to have to go back and watch it just to see these damn oranges.
Well, you know, it's a sweet detail, I would say. So, but
at least it's not a Starbucks coffee on the table.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's not a wrong thing. Like it was definitely something.
If the theory is true, it was done with intention.
It was it was done in a director kind of, you know, way. So
I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah, check it out. I only dabbled in what I think I heard. So you know,
what other parts did they say that these oranges in? Just since you brought it up, what other anytime anybody dies, is there not specific
like
that
it's
they...
it's like there's always like a hint of like there's like an orange like that's anytime I've seen these like, you know, these are all been like just like highlights, but in like summaries and people talked about, but they
you see now I'm thinking about it, maybe.
And again, like
Michael,
I don't know if it's like
an orange when Fredo died,
and that's what I'm saying. Like it could be even that, like even like there's a color orange, or there's just this orange like.
Oh, so it's not just a fruit orange; it could be just the color as well. See now, that could be something. Now, okay, if you're gonna I thought you were talking just about the fruit. So now that could be, but I'm not.
It's like almost like Sixth Sense, you know? It's like the red thing.
Yeah,
you
know? I would have to once again. I would have to go back when Sonny died.
It might just be the first one. They might have like.
Well, like I said,
it.
I'm going back to when Sonny died, and I still don't remember even the color orange. Unless
he has an orange on his head. I didn't see that.
his hair is reddish. Maybe.
No,
maybe
so I don't think it's that cryptic. But.
Yeah. So.
I can only think about the time where
the only one I. Definitely no.
Is when
Vito dies.
Yeah, when Vito dies. See, and that's I just heard it. It's just, you know.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying that people who brought that up are wrong. I'm just saying if it is, it got by. I got by.
It's
me.
Just one of those movie things I heard, where it's because again, The Godfather is one of the greatest movies ever made. So it's
I guess I should have been paying even closer attention to the details.
Yeah,
because
I was about to say. I'm like, I thought you had heard about this. I guess, you know, I don't I don't have a cigar. But.
There may be enough where I could refuse.
But yeah, let's wrap this up. I think, I don't know. Do you got any other great gangster things you could say?
Not really. Put me on the spot, man. Don't do that to me.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do a couple drive-bys by the time we get out of here, and we're going to...
Skate stuff.
Yeah. Hey, they did that in those, in all these movies.
We're going to do a couple hits.
Yeah, hits. That's it. But yeah, we're just a couple wise guys that do a podcast, and I heard you have a podcast. I assume pretty good now. So,
Really? What is it called? Okay.
Yeah, plug your podcast.
It's the Plus Ultra My Hero Academia podcast. It's all about My Hero Academia. It's a fun little talk we have. It's a not a bad anime either, and
just not The Godfather.
Definitely not. You can find it just about anywhere you get podcasts. Definitely on Anchor, and also I post it on Facebook too for all you old people out there. My daughter always says that I'm old for doing that.
I don't know what that means. Social media is social media.
No,
right?
She basically says no. What she means is only old people use Facebook, which can't be because a lot of the people that I'm getting likes on there are young people. So that can't be.
You're too old maybe to watch My Hero, right? You know, it's like
this may be the case. Like I said, it's the only podcast I know of, anime podcast, that has three generations of hosts.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's something special.
It's like gangsters, you know. We got The Godfather. Well, I would be the second in the line. And I'm just,
you're Fredo.
I'm just the schmuck. But yeah, check us
out.
That's
what Trainwreck would be.
Yeah, Trainwreck would be that. But yeah, check out Banzai Chat on banzaichat.com. You know, we post all our stuff on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, we'll be back soon to talk about more video game movies and other pop culture. And yeah, this has been a fun talk. You know,
yeah,
I like this.
Go watch The Godfather and look for oranges, I guess.
Yeah, we got to look for some more. Yeah, I can't. All right, I'm done. Bye.
Goodbye.